Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Sound from the border between Israel and Syria. At least 20 people lay dead at the Israeli border there. Israeli troops opened fire on a large group of Syrian protesters that stormed the border. Officially, the demonstrations are being held to mark the anniversary of the 1967 Arab defeat in the Mideast War. It was the second outbreak of deadly violence in that border region just within the past month. Joining us now is Isabel Kirshner, who reports for our partner, the New York Times, from Jerusalem, and a correspondent working anonymously in Syria for safety reasons, and we will call him Faris. Good morning to both of you.
Hi. Good morning.
Isabel, let's start with you. What is happening in Israel today after these killings of at least 20 people?
Well, first of all, the Golan Heights and the frontier with Syria there is quiet today. So that has left a little time for reflection. But the feeling in Israel from the Israeli perspective is very much that this heating up of the front is purely a diversion created by President Bashar al-Assad to take away attention from the bloodshed going on in his own country. And there's a feeling here that possibly even the casualty figures have been exaggerated, although the Israelis have no way of confirming either way what the casualty figures may be. They're not denying that people have been killed. It's just a question of numbers. And at the same time, there's also a certain satisfaction here that compared to the events of May the 15th, which you mentioned 3 weeks ago, when more than 100 protesters actually managed to cross the fence into the Golan Heights from Syrian territory, that didn't happen this time. But the military did actually succeed in, as the Israelis put it, protecting the border. So there's a certain sense of satisfaction, at least at the military level, although great unease about the larger picture.
That's Isabel Kirshner, who reports for our partner, the New York Times, from Jerusalem. And Faris is a correspondent working in Syria. Faris, how different is what Isabel just said from the sense of things in Syria?
Well, it depends who you speak to here. I mean, people here over the past 3 months during the protests have been split into pro and anti-regime. If you speak to pro-regime, for example, I was in a coffee shop earlier and on the TV, we were watching a state TV channel and the people in the shop were saying, look what the Israelis are doing. They're dogs. This is so typical that they're shooting at protesters. But then, as Isabel said, if you speak to anti-regime people and also sort of general observers here, people that I've been speaking to, doctors, lawyers, students, they'll say that this is purely a media stunt. Just as they say it was 3 weeks ago, the numbers coming out across state TV are 23 killed, 350 wounded. Also, when talking about if this is a media stunt, you have to look at how it's being covered here on Syria state TV. All we're seeing is this Israeli border clashes, and it would be quite hard to get down to that part of the country because there've been quite a few protests down there, and the army has been blocking off the roads. So the fact that there is so much state media down there shows that it has been organized to a certain degree.
We're speaking with Faris, who is a reporting in Syria. Faris, a media stunt, is it working? I mean, is it actually distracting people in Syria from the opposition protests calling for President Assad to step down?
I would say it is. If you look at this weekend, on Friday, the government cut off the internet, and it wasn't really back up until Saturday on Sunday, and Friday is the big day for protests here. It's sort of the Middle East Sunday. People go to the mosque and come out and protest. And the death count that's coming from human rights groups here is very high. It's sort of in the upper 80s, possibly the 90s. And this was widely ignored here among most people because it's not shown on state TV. And as the internet has been put back on and YouTube videos are coming out and we're seeing videos of mass demonstrations and of people being fired on with live ammunition. Suddenly it's Monday and now all media is just covered in this. So if this is a media stunt, which many people believe it is, it's certainly working.
That's Faris, a correspondent working in Syria. Also with us, Isabel Kirshner, New York Times reporter in Jerusalem. Well, Isabel, so is there a sense from the politicians in Israel that the country is being used as a tool, as a kind of a patsy by Syria?
There is certainly a sense of that among the politicians here. I mean, there are some politicians who would argue that the lack of movement in the stalled peace process between Israel and the Palestinians is feeding into a more general momentum towards popular uprising, popular struggle, the kind of protests and demonstrations we're seeing in the last few weeks. But certainly, there is definitely a feeling that this was a Syrian show, because if you look at what happened 3 weeks ago on May the 15th, we had very, very large protests also at the Lebanese border and at the borders with Gaza, and some more action in the West Bank. And this time around, the Lebanese basically called the border area a closed military zone, and the activists in Lebanon called off the protests for yesterday. There was very little action in the West Bank. Gaza, again, the Hamas rulers of Gaza prevented even the small number of demonstrators who turned up from getting anywhere near the border checkpoints. And really, it was only the Syrian front that heated up. So, yes, Israel sees it very much in those terms, that it's, in a way, being exploited by the Assad regime as a kind of diversion.
That's Isabel Kirshner, a reporter with our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us from Jerusalem. And Faris is a correspondent working in Syria. That is not his real name for safety reasons. We have to keep him anonymous. They're talking about an incident over the weekend which occurred at the Israeli border at the Golan Heights. 20 people, the Syrian government reports that 20 people were dead and hundreds were wounded when Israeli troops opened fire on more than 1,000 Syrian protesters who stormed the Israeli border.